non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. We're here, it's podcast number 12. I'm thrilled, I can't believe we got to 12.
That's huge. Yeah.
That's We're like starting to like lap our old freaking milestones.
Yeah, we don't start off with something like this, but a lot of our episodes have been hitting like 100 plays recently. I don't know if you guys have looked into that, but so before every podcast they say, yeah, we average 70 listeners. We've actually been averaging like 60 or like 55, and now we actually average 70 listeners a podcast. So that's pretty fucking cool.
Holy milestones, baby. I love it. Yeah. That's so exciting. Yeah.
I say to celebrate, we kick it off with a guest of the movie.
Yeah, we'll dive right into that. Also wanted to thank everyone though for 26,000 followers kickoff. Because this has been our biggest
week. 26.
It's been our biggest week for growth. Last Saturday. Saturday we were at 15,000. Mm-hmm. So we've got 11,000 in 1 week. And that's awesome. So thank you everyone who's new here. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I'm Greg.
I'm Giuseppe. You can call me Pep.
I'm Julian.
Yeah, yeah, and thanks for joining us. Okay, but, we could kick it off with our bread and butter.
All right, who wants to go first?
I have a couple of Pepsi. You can't look at my laptop, though, because I'll look
at the camera.
Okay, this is a special day, because we're also incorporating Guess the TV Show.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Fucking originality over here.
We're doing so well.
Here,
we're doing so well.
Let me make this like this so that we could still get Julian's face in here.
I can't read it from there anyways.
So. I'm not concerned about you reading it. More just I want to get Julian's face. Okay. You want me to start off with the TV shows?
Sure. Do whatever you want.
Okay. Sure. Welcome to Guess the TV Show. Okay. First.
Fresh off the press.
Yeah. Fresh off the press. Okay. Some of these are easy though. I think you guys will get them. Okay. I'll start off with a real easy one. The creation. Okay. The creation of our universe.
Big Bang Theory. Oh, that's a good one. And the only reason I got that quick, my family used to watch the Big Bang Theory like whenever we got together.
Oh, my family's like, my seen every family, episode.
Yeah, me too. It's honestly one of my favorite shows. When I see it gets hate online, I get pissed.
I've never watched it. I definitely should.
It's you know what it is? It's a good show. Yeah, it's a great show. I love it. But it's also it's like one of those shows that uses like how do I say it? It's like kind of almost like cheap comedy, I guess you could kind of say. You know what I mean? Like it's not
all
like,
those shows have cheap comedy,
but
though.
Like that's okay. Sometimes like, it's you like need Friends. That. Yeah, sometimes you need that. You don't always need something to have like such like in depth, like fucking like you just need something to just sit back
you
and
need
just
something
not
to
care.
Put you in a good mood.
Yeah, you don't want to have to think every time you watch TV.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you can watch like a good funny show that like has like all these intricate connections and stuff like that. It's like, or you could just watch a show where like you could pick up on any episode and just enjoy it. And that's Big Bang Theory. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I also agree. The people, the haters on that show, you know, that that cast is the highest paid like TV acting cast
on
the show. But yeah, each of them make like a million plus per episode. The main That'd cast.
Nice. Yeah.
Imagine if
they
we
offered
made,
a Sheldon big
imagine
money.
If we made a million per episode.
we'd be making one every day. We wouldn't stop.
Okay. Here, I got this one.
Okay.
The worst hospital to work in the world.
Fucking Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy.
yeah, it is. By far, yeah. Like, are you kidding me? Like, those people are fucking bombing someone's chest. Like, a fucking
shot at.
Yeah, shot plane at. Crash. Plane crash. Like, everyone fucking
dies. You have to be so skilled to work there.
Yeah, you have to be Jason
Because
Bourne.
You have to... and you actually have to be very handsome to work there, too. There's that's true. In between.
That is also
They survey your grades. And they survey your jawline.
Yeah. They're like, you are top of your class, but you're beat, buddy. You're not getting in here.
It's in the eyes. Like, they all have the sexiest eyes. Like McDreamy, McSteamy, and then there's the one that he's kind of like a light-skinned guy. You ever see his eyes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's anesthetician.
Yeah, but all I know is like you fucking look in their eyes and they have like the nicest eyes ever.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Damn.
They're very handsome, very piercing eyes.
Okay, here's the next one here. A deadly assassin turns into the galaxy's greatest babysitter.
Oh, Mandalorian.
Damn.
Dude, I'm just reeling these off now.
They're a little bit easier ones. Like, I was finding it hard to make it because you know what I found different about TV shows? Is, like, because it's, like, Like a movie, you can pick out like a kind of like a plot point and make something weird about it. A TV show is like long, so you can't just pick up. I can't pick out just like a small plot point. You can't
pick one episode.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys have seen that episode. Like I could have said like you know, like one of the episodes he fights like a big giant worm thing. But like that's not going to get you in Mandalorian. So it's like.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh?
I was going to say do all your TV shows now. Go ahead.
Do all yours. Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll do them all. Okay, six friends spend too much time drinking coffee and sleeping with each other.
Yeah. That's friends. That's, friends. That's a better one. I like that one better.
That's good.
Friends. That's what I was trying to go for.
Friends.
That's what I was trying to go for with friends. But
I went to the friend's place in Universal. No, not Universal. Whatever. When I went to California, I went there and they had like a replica of the coffee shop.
I was going to say, you sat really on the couch. You sat and on I didn't couch, even, didn't you?
Yeah, I did sit on the couch. And I didn't even know why it was significant or why there was a line there.
You know what?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Overworked employee takes out his frustrations by hunting.
I almost said Goodwill Hunting, but it's...
You might never get this one.
No. I've heard this before, I feel, actually. Overworked employee takes out his thing. It's not Parks and Rec, is it?
No, there is a close.
There is an individual episode where they go hunting. That's
I feel like I've never seen this show.
You've definitely, you both have seen this show for sure.
Hunting.
Say it for again. Sure.
Overworked employee takes out his frustration by hunting.
Can I ask, is he hunting animals?
It's a little. Yeah. Yeah. He's hunting kind of like animals.
Fucking Joe Rogan?
No.
I was ready to no, you might never get it. It's a kid show. It's a kid show.
Oh, okay.
Barney?
No.
I just went with the first kid show I could think of.
By hunting, dude. It's starting to come to me. I can feel it. Hold on. By hunting, fuck. Diego?
No, close though. Can Dora? I just say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No. SpongeBob.
Hunting.
Hunting.
Jellyfish hunting. Oh, he was jellyfish hunting.
True. That's true.
He picked an individual episode. I'm not... Oh my god, I'm gonna
he
get...
He goes jellyfish hunting in all, like, almost yeah, all, did, not all the episodes, but, like, a lot of them.
This is what I was about to say. I'm about to get fucking just, like, tearing down right here. I was never a big SpongeBob watcher.
That's okay. Neither was Juliana. Like, she thought the show would make her dumb. Was that your reason, too?
No, because, you know what, things like, I genuinely enjoyed SpongeBob. I had SpongeBob video games. Mm-hmm. Like, I fucking, the SpongeBob movie is, like, one of my all-time favorite movies. It's great. I just, for some reason, never watched it. The first
one is so good. Oh.
You know what it was? It was almost like, I felt like I always would miss the time that SpongeBob was on. Do you know what, like, one of the episodes I never saw, but I always wanted to see and, like, watch, but I'd always miss it and only see clips? The one where he gets the bubble friend.
Oh great episode.
Yeah, dude, but I'd always get clips of it. I'd always get clips of it. Anyways, all right, roll on.
Okay. You ready? These are my TV shows. Dying Man shows off how good he is at science.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't coming to me, the name.
That's a good show.
I was going to say Walter White.
He flexes the entire series. I watched like the first season. He's flexing. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking dummy good at
this.
That's
quite the slow burn of a show.
I heard it's really good, though.
It's phenomenal. My dad watched it twice.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'm surprised people don't talk about it more often.
Okay,
I think if you go on IMDb, it's like the highest rated TV show of all time.
It's so good, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Do you want me to go or wait?
I can't.
Go ahead. What am I waiting for?
They're banging things.
Oh, I couldn't even hear it. If I can't hear it in the thing, we're good.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Here's my next one. How to beat aliens with nosebleeds.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Oh, my God. Another TV show I haven't watched yet for some reason.
Big advantage is being upside down, apparently.
Yeah, fucking huge advantage.
Doing flips and shit.
Really?
Fucking unreal.
Why? What did she do?
Yes, 11 goes upside down.
There's also like this world called the upside
down. Yeah, I know that part, the upside down. I want to watch it. I always think to myself, I got to start watching it. But like,
have some time, definitely watch that. Or Breaking
Bad.
That
thing on the wall that I always thought was cool. That's so creepy. The thing on the wall, the way he communicates.
Oh, yeah. That was a good scene.
You know, you could go to the place where like Stranger Things is shot. It's in somewhere in the States, but it's like you could go to like the
Brampton.
You go to like the diner and stuff like that that they eat at. We should go one day.
That's pretty cool. The diner's really nice.
Yeah, we should go.
Okay. Forbidden Love, Treasure, and Sexy Adult Teens.
Sex in the City?
No. I don't know if you guys have got this.
I think I know it. I've never seen the show. Is it Riverdale?
No, there's no treasure in Riverdale.
I was trying to find a way to describe Riverdale, and I'm like, I couldn't.
I never seen it.
If you guys seen this show, you'd get it.
Say it one more time.
Forbidden Love, Treasure, and Sexy Adult Teens.
Sexy Adult Teens?
Can I guess again?
Sexy Teens, because it sounds like they're underage, but they're above age.
Sexy 18-year-olds.
Is it Vampire Diaries?
No, there's not really Treasure. Fuck. You're hitting the nail on the head, though. This is the right genre.
Oh, Teen Wolf?
No.
I don't know. I just went with something in that genre.
Oh, fuck. What's that show called?
It was huge. Came out on Netflix.
Pretty Little Liars?
No. You're in the same.
Bad Girl. No. Good Girl. Bad Boy?
I don't know. You guys have. I wonder if you guys have even heard of the show. It was on Netflix. It was huge.
Oh, my God. Oh, is it Gossip the Girl? One with them? That was the. I kept saying Good Girl, Bad Girl, and I was thinking Gossip Girl.
Which one?
I know exactly what Outer Banks. Outer Banks.
I remember.
When you said Netflix, it came to me. I never seen it.
I forgot about Outer Banks and like the sexy dude on the show that like blew up.
Yeah.
Because he was hot.
Yeah, it's all about him finding.
What was his name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know. He's just the dude that never wore a shirt. That's what I remember him as.
Yeah, pretty much. Short people fighting a lizard.
Grinch.
No.
Short people fighting a lizard? Yeah. Fuck, I was going to say Spider-Man, but it's not. It's not the ant movie.
These are movies, right?
These are movies.
I was going to say George Shrinks.
No. Oh, wait. It's fucking Godzilla.
No.
Bro, what? Short people
That's
fighting
good too. Yeah,
Godzilla's a giant lizard.
Yeah, I guess everything to him short.
Is it the movie where they shrink the kids? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No, you'll get it. It's a trilogy, but this is the third movie in the trilogy.
What the fuck? It's a trilogy now. That throws me off more.
Greg, you've watched it.
I probably have.
Is it the fucking that book that came out, Lord of the Rings spinoff?
Close, you're there.
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit.
It's the dwarves.
Yeah,
that's good.
The
fucking Lord of the Rings spinoff. You don't know what the Hobbit is? Are you kidding me, dude?
No, I never seen the Hobbit. I never seen the Hobbit.
No, he didn't watch it. Some kids in ninth grade didn't read it.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to read fucking.
Yeah, they read
the Boy with Asperger's.
Oh wait, what book was that?
The fucking Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime.
Yeah, sounds worse.
Significantly worse than the Hobbit.
Yeah. Oh shoot! I almost looked at your phone. Go ahead.
Farm boy joins a strange religion to take down a terrorist group.
G.I. Joe?
G.I. No. fucking Joe? That's what came to your mind? G.I. Joe? Like, what? Like, a fucking soldier? Farm boy joins a strange religion to take down a terrorist group.
Mm-hmm. He joins an old man who's a part of this strange religion.
Mr. Miyagi? Card Kid?
Mr. Me. What terrorist group does fucking Daniel-san take down?
Cobra Kai.
Daniel-san take down the terrorists.
Fuck, why am I... I'm thinking Interstellar, but I know you've never seen Interstellar.
Never seen Interstellar.
But Interstellar
is
a don't
movie
take down,
like Interstellar,
they
though.
Don't take down
you're
terrorist
on the right
group.
Track.
So it's a you're good on the right movie track. Is what you're saying? Star Wars?
Fuck. Yeah, buddy. Episode 4.
It's Star Wars. Yeah.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, because of...
A New Hope.
Is it religion? Is it a religion to be a Jedi?
Yeah.
Jedi? Yeah. It's a religion.
I didn't realize that.
And I mean, I generalized the fucking Empire as a terrorist organization. I guess shooting planets and destroying them would make you a pretty wicked terrorist group, to be honest.
Oh, the worst ever.
Oh, that's a water.
Yeah.
I thought it was food. No, you're going to say food for the actual podcast, right?
Ready?
Yeah. You guys use some chips over there.
Elderly man abducts young boy to replace his dead wife.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Karate Kid.
No, buddy.
You got any more guesses?
Not everything's about Daniel's son.
May it happen to be the movie called Down?
Yeah.
Down.
No,
Down.
There's no movie called Down. I'm making a joke because it's up. It's up.
It's up.
It's up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up.
It was a joke. That was just a stupid joke I was making because I knew it was up.
Good one.
Yeah.
The original definition was elderly man abducts young fat Asian boy to replace his dead wife, and I just didn't think I should say that.
Honestly, well, though, like, is that bad?
It's good.
All right, should we do the actual, like, podcast now?
In this competition, you are the master.
Yeah.
Miyagi. Dun, 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 dun. Let's eat. Okay, so let's say we have about...
And that wraps up the segment of Guess the Movie and TV Show. Thanks for listening. Wow, isn't that so... It feels so, like, rigid that when I just say... We'll just laugh and be like, Julian's got a story now. Go, Julian, go. Tell your story. Tell your story. Quick, tell it. Tell it.
Okay, okay. This just happened. Okay. So this just happened right before we started filming. And I got back an assignment. And I don't know, I guess I've been pretty overwhelmed these last few days. It was a pretty, so I didn't do great on the assignment. I didn't think I did that bad though, but my mark came back and it was that bad. And you know how the teachers could leave, you know how the teachers could leave feedback? Yeah. You know what she left? What? A sad face. That's fucking, that's all she left. Brutal. That's fucking brutal. That's like teabagging. Who leaves a sad face? Yeah, I know. Dude, so I did poorly on the assignment and my feedback, sad face. Nothing else.
You know what I would say? I would email her back and be like, hey, thank you for this. You know, I just, out of curiosity, the feedback left, I'm a little unclear. What does that mean? And where did I lose marks based on the sad face you left?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to. I want to.
I had a prof once. Sorry, go ahead. Finish.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I usually, like, if I do bad, like, I don't care as long as you give me feedback. But just the fact that you teabagged me with a sad face, I want to, like,
at least show me why I'm being teabagged.
Yeah.
I had a prof once give me a 50 on a test. And I'm like, there's no way I got a 50. Like, I thought I drilled it. I'm like, easy 90. So it gets back and I email her. And I'm like, I just don't believe that I could have gotten a 50. Can you show me where I went wrong? Right? And she goes, no, they're wrong. They're wrong. Like, I know they're incorrect. I'm like, okay, email me the test. Like, can I please see? She's like, I can't do that because of, you know, like, school rules, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, whatever. I guess I'll forget it. We come back the next week to class. She goes, guys, I realize I made a mistake on your test. I remarked them all. So, because we do it on, like, you know how it's automated?
Yeah, like Scantron and shit.
She put in the wrong answers, right? If it was B. I ended up getting 100. It wasn't a 50 like I thought.
She didn't realize, though, that, you know, she probably did realize that the whole class had very low marks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The class average, I think, was like a 34.
Yeah, that like, makes on sense. That test. If you got 100.
Are you kidding me?
Like,
yeah, yeah. That's brutal. Just so
I don't know
stupid.
How you do that. The business sector in my school is, like, so much nicer than the rest of the school.
Yeah, that's at my school. That's the whole thing, because at my school, they have 17,000 students and 7,000 are business students. So
fuck.
Yeah.
I went into the Schulich building once. It felt like I fucking walked into the Taj Mahal. I felt like a little scummy, little fucking piece of shit. And I was like, where's the bathroom? I thought they were going to spit on me.
That's what it's like. So when I was in business, dude, like, so like I was the first class to, like, I was the first, like, year to have the new business building. It's the Lazaridis building. Beautiful, dude. Like the classrooms, everything was just like high tech. Then after I switched out, and I fucking ended up being, like, literally what I would consider the shithole of all fucking, like, buildings for classrooms. That's where all my classes are. It just sucks to go from, like, these nice, like, comfortable chairs and, like, beautiful rooms and everything like that to what I ended up being in.
I was wearing a Naruto hoodie and I went to the receptionist because that building had a receptionist. And I was like, where's the bathroom? She was like, it's, like, around the hall, like, in the corner because you're not good enough to be here, so go piss in the corner while we stone you.
That was the other thing, dude, though.
That's word for word what she said to me.
Yeah, that's word for word. Nice. But the bathrooms were so nice in that building, and it was so good because what would happen is, like, I'd have, like, 8:30 a.m. class, and I'd pretty much be at school until, like, about 3 or 4 till I could walk back home. And, like, the greatest thing, though, was, so, like, in the morning, if you had to, like, take a shit, there was there's 4 or 5 floors, right? And then all of the bathrooms are just so nice. So what I would do is like, if I had to shit in the morning, I would just go to floor number, like, 4 or 5. You have a bathroom to yourself, a massive, nice bathroom to yourself.
That's honestly stunning. Me and Guido, bro, is so funny. There was this one building me and him always had to pass through, and we'd always go to the washroom there, but the bathroom always had caution tape on it because it was being shut down for whatever reason. So one time we had to see, like, it was cautioned up, but we're like, how is it cautioned up for the fourth day in a row? We walked in, the whole urinal had been ripped off the wall and the door fell off. We were like, what the fuck happens in this bathroom every day? It was so funny.
Oh, that's jokes.
I was on my phone because I wanted to see how many students go to my school. Apparently it's 80,000.
But is that 80,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot. How many go to mine?
I don't know. But that's like
your school is going to be really big. But like, really, there's that many people? Is that just Humber, or is that
your campus doesn't seem that big though? Pepsi, what do you guys?
No, our school is on top of each other. Because there's two campuses. There's one where I go, and now the other one that I go, Lakeshore.
True, I forgot. I forgot about that.
Number of students.
Yeah. Well, you also, a lot of them are part-time.
Oh, yeah. 27,000 full-time, 56,000 part-time.
Yeah, a ton of students.
I always knew my school was small, though.
Because I just got curious because you were saying your number, and then I was like, I wonder how many Humber has.
Yeah, there's only, as of 2017, there's just about 18,500 at, what's it called? Yeah. Lurie is super small. Guelph, 30,000. Waterloo, which is down the street, 41. Western, 30. Brock, 19. Conestoga. Seems like college is
53,000.
York, yeah, 53,000, just said Julian.
But is that just says the Keele campus. There's a Glendon campus, maybe, too.
Yeah, wow. If you can hold a fork, you go to York.
Go to York.
They probably just accept everyone. They're like, oh, you got declined everywhere else? Yeah, well, we'll take you over here. I'll take you over here.
I think that, college is...
Oh, yeah, Glendon's a lot smaller, so... Yeah, just about, like, 60,000 max.
I'm saying that, but I actually think it's harder to get into York than it is to Laurier. In entrepreneurship, it definitely will not matter.
Yeah. You think Gary Vee wasted time going to Schulich? No, I just fucking hustle. I didn't even fucking sleep.
At their, garage sales.
He said he went to school, but just because his parents forced him. But he went to like some shitty like community college or something.
I'd love to have him on the podcast one day.
It would. You guys make so much fun of him, but he actually has like some great things. It. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably like that what we're doing over here.
He's like, you guys shit on me? He goes, I eat shit for fucking breakfast. He goes, I love eating shit.
He's like, actually, I
had to eat shit for 5 years.
I feel like your impressions are so fucking bad. Did you have stories you wanted to tell? I saw on your phone you had stories. Go ahead, tell them. Let's try and get some more relatable stuff in here for the people who aren't from Ontario.
Pepsi's first story is about the premiere.
My first story is about the premiere. Julian, I think we should tell them about the rapper mixtape.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
Okay. That was such a miscommunication. That's the best miscommunication ever.
Back in the day, my dream was to be a rapper, right? I'd write my own fucking...
Well, tell them what your rap name was.
Lil Sugo.
No, was it?
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I am Italian.
Oh, that's I know that. Yeah, yeah, I was Italian, as if he's Italian. Not anymore.
But my ethnicity, you know.
Dude, Little Sugo or Lil Sugo, sorry,
like a little sauce.
Before we hop into that, can I just quickly say, like, yeah, Pepsi one day comes over. I had like a nice microphone, and he gets in the microphone, and this guy thinks he's Metro Boom. He goes, if young Metro don't trust you. I'm like, why are you doing that voice? Like, that's what he tells. I'm like, no, he just edits the voice to sound like that.
Well, I thought it was hard. Okay. I watched Straight Outta Compton. I'm like, I could do that. So anyways, I was an aspiring artist, right? And I'd write down my own ciphers. They were bars. And I would share them with my friends, right? Anyways, one day Julian calls me. And the text that I got said, this is a rapper's car, because his dad works on cars. He's a detailer, right?
A rap company's car.
Hold on. He's at a rap company, right? So I'm like, holy shit, dude, put my mixtape in the window, like the window under the dash thing. And Julian goes, no.
And I'm Wait, you didn't mention that it's Drake's car.
No, it wasn't Drake's car.
Oh, I thought this was Drake's car. Sorry. Okay. Never mind.
No.
So okay, I'm like, you wouldn't do that for your best friend. We've been together forever. You know, this is my dream. And Julian goes, I really just don't see why it would help you get anywhere. So I'm taking it as an offense. Like, my music, shit, this kid hates my stuff. What a dick. He's my friend. He's supposed to support me. So I get furious. I won't answer him, right? And now on Julian's end, this is what happens.
First of all, the car, it was it was all wrapped in gold. And it was an Audi R8. So I could see the confusion why you might have thought it was a rapper's car. Like, in hindsight. But the car, it was a rap company. They just do raps on cars. And the fucking bumper was dented in.
Yeah, like they put basically, not the paint, but it's just like a
vinyl wrap. Like, they're vinyl wraps.
Vinyl wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I took it as a rap artist's car.
Yeah.
So then me and Pepsi were at one of our friends' house. And we were talking about this entire situation. And he's like, what do you mean? Why won't you put it there? Just leave it on the thing. He goes, nobody's even going to know it was your dad. It's not a big deal. And I'm like, Pepsi, it's a rap company. They rap cars. It's not a rapper's car. It's just so stupid.
And then I felt so bad for being so mad at him.
Because you were giving me the cold shoulder. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't a big deal. Like, how is this guy ever going to fucking forward your career?
The other thing is like, do you think that that was actually going to kickstart your career?
No.
You thought that that was like...
Because I was like 16.
You thought that was the shoe-in. You're like, yeah, okay, this is a rapper.
If it was a rapper's car, he might listen to it.
He might listen to him. Okay. Like,
yeah. He puts it on and he's like, oh, Lil Sugo.
Do I think I would have went anywhere? Absolutely not.
Get the meatballs in the pasta. But you just said
you're
not
Italian anymore. You know where you're from now?
I'm what?
From the streets.
I'm from the streets.
You're not Italian anymore. You're from the streets.
What did you rap about? Just out of curiosity, because
never
suburban white neighborhoods.
Never. I would never talk about like guns, drugs, anything like that.
Oh yeah, you couldn't. Because you have no experience with them.
I still have them on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One day I was going to class, missed the bus. My mom was mad that she had missed the bus. I can't rap.
My mom was mad, so she beat my ass.
Hold on, I got some funny ones in here.
I was trying to slide in this girl's DMs. The next day, she said, you're fat, because I was overweight by about 150 pounds at the age 16.
That's
when you lost weight. That's when you lost weight. So far,
rudest bar ever.
I'm trying to think of, rappers rap about their life. So I was just thinking about your turmoil.
You guys want to hear one of the worst lyrics I've ever written in my entire life?
Are they better than my freestyles I'm doing right now?
No, I'm not rapping this. I'm just going to speak it. Lil Sugo got the sauce and he bought the cop a necklace. Waking up in France, got myself a big old breakfast.
Did you ever go to France?
No.
I have a feeling, I had a feeling you went to France and got like buffet or something. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Wait, what was that song called? That was called Big Up 8? It's called Big Up 8.
Man's Big Up, Devil's Playground. This was a freestyle.
Devil's Playground. Is that the park behind your house?
Yeah. No.
The park behind us. Devil's Playground. Food list. He's got food list in here.
No, no.
What's up, Julian? What'd you say?
Remember when Pepsi would like to rap battle us? We'd all be sitting around this table. He'd be like, come on, let's rap battle. I know, bro. Let's rap battle. And then he'd spit a bar in our face and we'd be like, nah, Pep, like, I don't want to do this. You're like, come on, bro. Well, somebody record it. It'll be hard.
Yeah, Julian, like, nah. You were in our physics class, okay? And one day in physics, Pepsi, Mike, Pat, and what's it called? And Lucas all wanted to do a rap battle.
Oh, I remember that.
And I'm sitting there. And I'm like, I hang out with them, shit. And they're like, come on, Greg, come rap out. I'm like, I'm not good at this shit. I don't want to. They wanted to, like, they forced me into writing raps and freestyles and shit like that. For them to come out bad. And they all made fun of me for a full fucking hour. We had a supply. I didn't want to do this. They forced me to go to the side and write bars down. I did my best, and then they just made fun of me.
Yeah.
They didn't rap battle me. They just made fun of how shit the fucking bars were. I'm like, I don't do this stuff. I barely listen to music. Like, come on. And all of them made fun of me.
They set you up.
We did.
Yeah. They rap battle for a little bit. And they're like, Greg, let me see. I'm like, nah. I'm like, it's really bad. I don't want to. They take the paper and they just made fun of me for the whole time.
It's fucking bullying, bro.
That could have been your villain origin story.
Yeah.
Maybe rapping is your career path.
What would you guys do if, like, 5 years from now, like say, like, we're like the influencers, we blow up, like, and then after I start releasing songs and like I do like a collab with Lil Huddy and like we got like,
that'd be crazy.
But not you guys, just me.
I think if when we do become famous, we should release music.
Yeah, we should release music.
There's so much money in music.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think we should just make our
even if it's shit.
We should just make our air instruments band. Do you remember that? Yeah. We had a fucking mean air instruments band.
That's actually pretty
original. Yeah,
we were good.
We had a mean air instruments band. Fuck, you put in any Queen.
We could get on Fallon for that, eh?
Any Queen song, and we're fucking destroying that with air instruments.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a rap battle. Shit, right
that
now.
Is good.
No, I don't want to have a rap battle right
Come
now.
On, Julian, hit us with your
best. Why don't you just sing us Mad City?
Mad City, no. If I crash this car on a glide.
Don't worry about car getting dented.
Maybe drill is my calling.
I unfortunately don't have any
area.
I don't have any topics this week. Julian, did you have any that you wanted to talk about? Or I guess we could even wrap it up a little bit.
Yeah, we could wrap it up, I guess. Unless, Julian, you have something?
Oh, wait. I did have something I wanted to... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Julian. You talk.
Oh, no. I just seen... I was on TikTok the other night, and I saw those dogs hitting those fucking buttons to talk to their owners. I hate that.
Yeah, dude.
I hate that. And I saw a parrot talking to a cat. The parrot was looking at the cat going, "Love you. Love you. Love you." That's creepy. I wanted to kill the bird. Why is it talking?
Speaking of that, the parrot thing, because I told my family about it, and apparently there was like this thing where from inside a house, like the neighbors heard someone going, "Help me, I'm trapped in here. Help me, I'm trapped in here." And like the neighbors kept hearing that. So after a while, they finally called the cops.
Yeah.
And then after the guy goes, "Hold on," he brings out, and it's his parrot keeps going, "Help me, I'm trapped in here." And I go, "But wait a minute, don't parrots just repeat what is said in the house?"
Yeah, that's sus.
No, but you probably taught the parrot to say that.
That's what I'm saying. True, like for the joke, but like, I don't know. I also told my parents, I'm like, "Guys, this was probably fake. I'm like, and if it wasn't, we should be concerned."
My mom used to have a parrot. His name was Giorgio.
What happened to it?
What would it say?
Giorgio, he could speak Italian.
Because don't parrots live long?
They did. He did, but what happened was is they left the garage door open and he took off.
Why do animals that you give so much care and love to just always want to fucking run away?
I don't know.
Right. My dogs have always been pretty good about that, though.
We literally built a fence for my dog today because we let her. I'll be in the kitchen. Usually I just let her outside and we're just worried that she's going to like walk to the front of the house and somebody takes her. So we like extended our fence like right across the side of our house so she can only go so far now.
That's smart.
That's good. That's good.
Animals are the best.
My dogs have sometimes gone for a stroll, but never too far. Never run away. They just, you know, if they sneak out, they'll go walk down the street and come back.
Mm-hmm.
No, all I was going to go. They know where home is. All I was going to quickly talk about is, like, okay, just my adventure last weekend. Because we talked about I was going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I did it. And, like...
Oh, true.
Yeah. Like, watching those movies.
What an endeavor.
I fucking... So, okay. So, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I went ahead and I watched all the MCU. I didn't complete WandaVision. But I did all of the MCU, every single movie, in pretty much one sitting. I did sleep a little bit. Not very much. So it was pretty much one sitting. I really didn't do anything the entire weekend other than watch the movie. So I finished in exactly 50 hours, which is the exact runtime. If you add up all the fucking movies, it's exactly 50 hours. I finished in exact 50 hours, which gave me enough time to sleep the night before I had to work. It was really cool. It was crazy, a couple of things with this experience. First of all, I realized that Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor and Winter Soldier are the top three MCU movies, not including Avengers. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy.
They're awesome.
It's hard to choose which one of the two. I'd say number two. Number two had me bawling, but number one has some of its great moments, too.
I think number two is the best, in my opinion.
Yeah, number two just...
I love that movie.
The end, bro. It's the best, like, not including the Avengers movies, it is the best ending to any... It's just the only one that made me feel something.
Yeah.
Like not just like, not that you have to be crying or feel emotional. It's just like, it's the only one that made you like, that other than Thor Ragnarok, it was the only one that made me feel something. Like the end of all the other movies is just like, kind of like a cheesy ending. Like you needed to come to a conclusion of some sorts, but that one actually had like a meaningful end. And it's not even the end of the trilogy. Because
there was loss.
Yeah. It's not even the end of the trilogy too. It's just the end of the second movie, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So that was really good. What was, okay. The other thing I realized is like, man, I thought that I would be able to power through and I thought I wouldn't get tired. I thought it'd be okay. It's crazy what happens to the mind when you don't sleep. Like Sunday night, guys, I was fucking delusional. My parents, like people are telling me that they came down to talk to me. I fucking barely remember it. Apparently I was getting snappier than I was usual, but I don't recall it. But it's like, it's because I literally slept 3 hours on Friday night. And then I slept 2 hours. Or like it was kind of like 4 hours, but it was like broken up sleep because I kept having to play the movies and watch them, and I doze off a little bit, so it was like broken up sleep throughout Saturday to Sunday night. So like, wow, was I out of fucking like commission the next day after that?
I think the whole
I want to give it a try. It's something I definitely want to try.
It was,
but there's nothing I want to watch. Well, is the issue?
It was a lot of fun. I will say that the weekend ended, and I was like, "Fuck, I want to do that again." And it was funny. It's like I thought I wouldn't want to watch any movies or anything like that, but I had so many like good moments watching the movies and like such funny things. Where I'm like, I want to go watch that movie again right now because it was just so good.
Yeah.
Right. Like yeah. So, but a great experience all around. I don't know if I'd ever suggest people to put themselves through that. But if you're pick like a series like Harry Potter, which takes you maybe 24 hours to finish or something like that.
Julian, let's watch all of Attack on Titan.
I can find it. That's the only thing I'd want to watch, but it probably wouldn't take that long.
So I'm working hard. Just after you leave and we're done this podcast, I'm going to go back to editing that video, work really hard. I'm going to do my best to get it out for next weekend. It's hard. There's a lot to go through because I really want to get it down to like 12 minutes. But everyone, when you see that, you have to watch it.
Yeah,
like,
you got
to
watch it. There's a lot of dedication put in.
Went through a lot, and like editing is taking even more than just the actual challenge. It's going to launch our YouTube channel. Which is up, and you can subscribe right now, Non-Confrontational Podcast, and we'll link it. Can you link it in these? Link it in the description of the podcast. Yeah. Please, you got to subscribe to that. Like, is going to be, like, it's going
to
be huge.
And if you're not enticed to watch the video, just to tickle your fancy a little more, me and Julian make a guest appearance.
They do. I didn't do it alone. No, the videos should be funny. I'm doing my best. The videos should be funny. It's going to have a nice story to it. It's not going to, like... Yeah, but other than that, all around though, fucking great experience. And if this one does good, and that's what I'm saying, please, you got to go sub and watch this video. Because if this does good, yeah, I'll keep doing it. Yeah, I'll get more movies to binge. I'll get more movies to binge. I actually have some other ideas where I will not say about like other good things to binge that I think could really like...
Yeah, me and Julian will be able to join.
Yeah, you guys will be able to join. This is okay. I'm exposing them right now. They will not do it if they don't see the proof of concept. But once there's proof of concept, they're like, oh, that got a lot of views. Okay, we'll do it. Let's do a 3-day weekend, Greg.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'll expose you guys right now. You guys won't commit until you see the fucking results.
Yeah.
But I also just couldn't take 50 hours off of homework.
Yeah, that's another thing. I didn't expect you guys there, but I know this guy.
Like,
this guy is like, I won't do it unless I see the views.
I would have been more inclined to stay for like maybe 24 hours, but I just couldn't take all the time off.
Listen, yeah, I didn't blame you guys. I knew you guys got homework and you gotta use the time on those weekends. Me, I have work and stuff like that, but I just had a couple of responsibilities like that were taken off my plate, and I was like, I'm going to shirk the rest of my responsibilities and just do nothing but watch movies for a weekend. And it was great. I felt like a kid. I felt like a kid. I've never felt so carefree about not having to worry or no responsibilities. I have not had that feeling in I don't know how long. And that was probably the best part about it. Like, the only other time I feel like that is when we're at the cottage together.
Yeah, cottage.
That's the only other time where I feel like, and even there you have responsibilities because we got to keep ourselves living. Yeah, and we got to clean the place. Here I was fortunate. I had people bringing me food constantly. So that's what was great. I got rid of all responsibilities. And for the first time, I just felt like a fucking kid that had nothing to do but watch movies.
So unfortunately, Attack on Titan only takes 15 hours.
That's
so
okay.
Not really a good one.
15 hours. It doesn't have to be 50 hours always. 15 hours would actually probably be good because you just watch it
straight. No, but what's 15 hours? That's nothing. That's fucking baby food. I think I could do that right now.
You start small and big.
We need at least 24 and up.
Okay, do One Piece.
No, that would be
Naruto Shippuden, I just Googled it. 10 days.
Wow. You think we could do it?
No.
That's just Shippuden.
You know what we could do if we did it in shifts? Like, I watch, like, 9 hours, then you pick up from the episode finished on. And they're like, yeah, we'll get the broken story, but it's like we do it in shifts.
You can cut out fillers, though, for sure.
Oh, I would cut out
fillers. Sorry, I'm going on a different tangent.
Anyways,
Go
subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch the video when it's out. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and then the TikTok, like I said, we actually just crossed 26,000 followers, so thank you so much for that. Sure to go check it out if you're not on that already. If you haven't followed the Insta, it's at Non-Confrontational Podcast as well. So please check out that. That's going pretty cool. And I've noticed a lot of people from the TikTok have been following that recently. So thank you. Also, thank you for how great these episodes have been going now that we're actually officially at 70 and a lot of our episodes have hit 100 plays. We'll post the podcast on the YouTube too, eventually, once I get around to that.
Yeah.
After I'm done this video. Yeah. I guess it's time to wrap it up. We love you all. Thank you for everything.
Keep supporting.
Yeah, thank you so much for the support. Did you guys have any last things you wanted to say?
That's everything for me.
Julian?
That's everything.
All right, then let's wrap it up.
We will see
you later. You later.
It's so fucking late. But it's okay.
Yeah.